June 20, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The Language Barrier. Opening Prayer. Father, help me as I read your words today to focus on your renown. More of you, Lord, less of me. Read Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. The Tower of Babel. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone, and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Reflect. In what ways do you see today's technology helping to advance the spread of the gospel? When God blessed Noah and his family after the flood, he told them to be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The biblical narrative details how the rebellion of humanity continues. There seems to be little interest in obeying the command to fill the earth. The plan that will prevent a scattering across the earth involves a considerable building project in Shinar, Babylonia. Echoing the actions of Adam and Eve, the people decide that they want to make a name for themselves. I wonder how often our reputations take on greater significance than the honor of the name above all names. The reality is that God doesn't always choose to intervene in the face of disobedience, yet on this occasion, he does. Note the language of verse 7. The use of the plural, us, is another subtle reference to the relational nature of God. For the first time in human history, we observe a language barrier. This scattering of the people from Babel was God's mercy. By dividing humankind geographically and linguistically, we observe a check, rather than an eradication, of the power of these self-obsessed people. If you look back to our reflection on Sunday, May 24, about that day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, we see the intervention of God in Babel being transformed. On that wonderful day, the language barrier that had confused people was miraculously lifted, as the message of the apostles was understood in the languages of all those present. While Acts chapter 2 records a momentary reversal, will you join me in looking forward to a permanent reversal, so that all nations can join with one voice in worshiping God, rather than in resisting his purposes? Apply. Consider if there is any part of your life where self-interest leads to disregard of the presence of God. Can you find a way to reverse this? Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for the many evidences of your sovereign will, carrying out your purposes in our world as you reach the nations with the gospel.